Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. Once again, with the coming of autumn, the festival that makes us look back to the past started. A past when music used to be performed in palaces with magnificent interior. This is the Baroque Arts Festival, and its 8th edition started in the beginning of October with a concert focused on the younger audience. Parents and children enjoyed the performance of piano duet Vasily Ilisavsky and Galina Draganova. The program this year focuses on clavier music, but in addition to concerts in the spirit of the Baroque, there will be performances that reach beyond the traditional image of this period. Here is what artistic director Zefira Vaova said in an interview for BNR's Monika Aleksandrova.
Заедно с моите колеги Линда Манчева, Явор Генов, които са вече добре.
The opening will be on October the 25th in the ceremonial hall of the Sofia University. Together with my colleagues Linda Mancheva and Yavor Genov, who are some of the few experts in the sphere of old music, and harpsichordist Mariana Henriksson from Finland, we shall perform violin sonatas by Bach. They were composed and performed in the Dresden Royal Court. Furthermore, music by Verazzini, Pisendel, Vivaldi and other composers will be performed. Another highlight of the festival is linked to one of my dreams, Zefira Vaova continues, the formation of a Baroque ensemble. Catalyst for the realization of this idea is pianist Maria Useva. She told me she wanted to present a secular cantatas of Bach. Coffee cantata will be performed on November the 4th by Bulgarian soloists and instrumental ensemble. And we wouldn't miss to mark the anniversary of perhaps the most successful son of Johann Sebastian Bach, Karl Philipp Emanuel, with his symphony for strings, Zefira Vaova says.
During the festival, Bulgarian audience will once again enjoy the performance of the Les Ambassadors Ensemble.
This time the band will be in the company of a new star on the opera stage, countertenor Carlo Vistoli. He will perform a virtuoso repertoire while the ambassadors of Baroque music will present concerts and sonatas. We are to present 6 piano concerts in 3 nights. We will offer a solid dose of piano pieces. Some of them haven't been performed, while others are well known. The concerts will take place on October the 28th, the 31st, and November the 1st in the Sofia City Arts Gallery. Bojan Vodeničarov, young piano star Olga Paschenko, Todor Petrov are just some of the names to perform. The musicians will perform on authentic replicas of the favorite instruments of Beethoven, Liszt and Chopin, created by American Paul McNulty.
the culmination of the program of Baroque Arts will be the music contest between Shepherd's pipe player Nedjalko Nedjalkov and Terik Bozgrav. Zephira Volva told us more about her plan to bring the two musicians together.
Две са причините. Едната е, че Недялко вече е участвал в такива проекти с Джорди Савал.
One reason is that Недялко Недялков has already participated in similar projects with Jordi Savall, who is among the most important figures in the field of antique music. Erik Bozgrav fell in love with the shepherd's flute and Bulgarian folklore during his visit to this country 8 years ago. He has long dreamed of performing with Bulgarian musicians. The two have already started discussing the repertoire, and I am impatient to see what they will perform, says Zephira Volva, artistic director of the Baroque Arts Festival. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.